treat me how I deserve to be treated. But since I didn't say it loud enough for you to hear me, when you do the opposite of what I needed, it gets me heated. And when my opinion is voiced, the noise gets misled. Silence, because the words I said led me to be left on read, because it was easier for you to pretend my emotions were dead. And I accept it, because it's all I've been left with. I love yous can be true, but eventually there's not enough of you for me to ignore what I'm really here for, which is respect my boundaries. Welcome to Live in Vibrancy Podcast, where I strive to be the comfort and inspiration for those that want to live a more vibrant and prosperous life. Hey, welcome to Live in Vibrancy. My name is Liv, and today we're going to be talking about respecting my boundaries. And first, I want to start by saying people can't respect something that you don't even have. And I had to learn what it looked like to have boundaries, because there was a pattern happening where I would be myself, which is just, you know, being nice to people and stuff, learning people, whatever. And then they say something or do something towards me that I know personally is against what I would normally want to allow. And then I let them know. And they're like, oh, I'm so sorry, blah, 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 blah. And then after they apologize, it happens again. And it's like, okay. So I had to realize that they're not taking me seriously, because I'm not even taking myself seriously. I was willing to accept whatever I could get, pretty much because of low self-esteem. Excuse me. And the low self-esteem that I had was because I didn't believe that I deserved better. And I believe that, okay, well, I'm receiving this from this person, so I guess that means that that's what I'm supposed to be receiving, because, you know, you get what you give, blah, blah, blah. And I had to tell myself that you do deserve better. And if people don't appreciate or respect the fact that you are standing up for yourself, then they don't need to be in your life in the first place. Because realistically, people that love you and care about you are going to accept your boundaries wholeheartedly, and they're not going to want to do things that make you mad or that upset you emotionally. They want to make sure that you're comfortable in their presence at all times. So also, some people might not know what boundaries are. So a boundary is an invisible line that I would not allow you to cross. Otherwise, there would be consequences, and those consequences could be me not talking to you anymore, our friendship just ending altogether, because, like I said, this is a line that I'm not willing to allow people to cross. It could also be seen as someone. Okay, so an example, yeah. An example would be someone ends up talking about your weight, and you're really sensitive about your weight. And that's just a topic that just, it really gets you emotional, or it gets you irritated or angry or whatever. It brings out a negative emotion in you whenever people mention this. So somebody's like, oh, you're fat. And you're like, I'm sorry, but I don't like when people call me that. Could you not call me that? Oh, no, I'm sorry. Like, Okay, I'm sorry. It won't happen again. Blah blah blah. Okay, cool. And then you go shopping with this person or something or whatever, and you try on his dress, and they're like, "Ew, no, you still look fat in that. Like, why don't you try something that's in the plus size area?" And this time, they not only called you fat again, which is something that you don't like, but they also said that the clothes that you're wearing doesn't even fit you. Like, you need to find something that's bigger because you're big. And it's like, whoa, okay, so now I've already told you about this, and you still chose to skip over and completely, I guess, forget everything that I told you before about this insecurity I have. And then you add on to it to make me even more uncomfortable. And there are some people that will pretend to be your friend just to tear you down mentally because they're intimidated by you. But it's also the thing with boundaries is telling people when enough is enough. Like, there's a warning, and then it's like, okay, this is it. And you can decide if you even want to give those people a warning, or if you just want to cut straight to it and be like, no, we can't be friends anymore after this. This is it for you. So I personally had to learn that boundaries aren't a bad thing. Boundaries are necessary. I used to feel like me setting boundaries was me being mean to people, and it's not mean. It's not about what you say, it's how you say it at all times. It doesn't matter what the conversation is. But setting boundaries for yourself protects you from the wrong type of people being in your life and them pushing you off of your path or your purpose or whatever the case is. And then it's also telling people how to treat you. But if you don't know how to treat yourself, then how is anybody else gonna treat you? You set the tone for how other people treat you. And I didn't realize that until, I guess, I was challenged and I was in a place in my life where I was more self-aware. And with that extra self-awareness, I was like, oh no, this isn't gonna work for me. Like, and you don't need to be desperate for friends to the point where you're willing to accept anything or desperate for a relationship. You need to be okay with being alone enough for you to set those boundaries, because there are gonna be some people that are like, ew, no, like, I don't even want to be friends with you no more. You don't need to be devastated by people coming and going out of your life. You need to be okay with that, regardless. Because if you still, it's okay to have the same, like, group of friends or whatever over the course of some years and stuff. Like, that's a good thing. But to a certain extent, if you're not evolving with these people, or y'all aren't pushing each other towards becoming better versions of yourself, then there might be some boundaries that you might need to evaluate with those friendships. Are they making you feel bad? Are they making you feel incapable? Are they picking on your weaknesses more than your strengths? And I don't want it to be confused with somebody pushing you towards becoming better, because it's also about how you choose to look at it. Like, yeah, somebody calling you fat, if that's something that you don't like or that it triggers you, is not a nice way to put things. But if you set that boundary, be like, I don't like that, and you let that person know, but you're also like, you know what? This the first time that I've been told this. Why does this bother me? What is it about this situation that makes me feel sensitive about it? And is there something in that I need to address within myself in order for this to not affect me anymore. Maybe I am uncomfortable with my weight, but I feel like there's nothing that I can do about it. So I personally need to work out and get myself into a better headspace to be able to improve or to prepare myself for improvement. 'Cause it's okay to admit triggers, it's okay to address them, but it's also, well, it's not okay for someone to not be happy with stuff about themselves and feel like, oh, well, this is just my life, you know? And no, if you don't like it, you fix it. And if you still don't like it, you fix it again, because you only get one body and you deserve to be comfortable in it. And you should also be comfortable enough with your friendships too, to be able to have those tough conversations. And if you're having a conversation with someone and the conversation automatically goes south, then you probably don't need to be friends with that person anymore, because the wrong type of people will be intimidated by your boundaries and it will push them away. But sometimes whenever people get pushed away, we feel like that's a sign that we need to try to bring them back. And no, if something's removing itself, let it go and do it for yourself, because you care about yourself and you love yourself enough to not accept anything less than greatness. All right, y'all, that's all I wanted to say. I feel like I needed to share that with people, because like I said earlier, a lot of the times nice people get ran over, taken advantage of, or we feel like we now need to be mean to try to push people away or to try to limit our interactions with people. Like, don't change yourself for the sake of making other people comfortable. You be yourself, but you have to learn how to protect yourself. All right, y'all. Have a good day. Bye.